USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The busy shopping weekend continues, and around 115 million Americans are expected to shop. That's according to a forecast from the National Retail Federation. Black Friday will likely be the busiest shopping day of the weekend, followed by Cyber Monday, when almost 64 million people are projected to shop. These shoppers sharing with Fox News a few of the deals they were able to snag.
Microwave for $20 and air fryers for $40. It's like, hey, I can't beat that.
It would have been $618. I paid $306.
The United States and England tied in their World Cup match 0-0. The United States will need a win against Iran on Tuesday to advance past the group stage. In an abbreviated trading day on Wall Street, the Dow gained 152 points to close at 34,347. USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.